This is a dictation for a claimant by the name of Vanessa Marie Rios. I was going to dictate on a claimant by the name of Arnaldo Cantu, but that was a mistake. Disregard that introduction that I dictated. I'm dictating right now for disability physical for a claimant by the name of Vanessa Marie Rios. Date of birth, October the 6th, 1985. Case ID number is 684-8023. Date of exam, October the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Ganiyu. That's G-A-N-I-Y-U. Dated 3/21/2023, Dr. Jose Farias-Jimenez, dated 4/12/2023, and from Valley Baptist Medical Center, dated 6/10/2021, and 5/9/2021. Identifying information, this is a 37-year-old single female with no children, presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of migraine headaches, comma, diabetes mellitus with gastroparesis, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety slash panic attack disorder, comma, left foot amputation, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, and stage 4 renal failure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in September of 2022, where she worked at a call center for 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her mother in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, migraine headaches. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with migraine headaches secondary to a pituitary brain tumor. She states the character of the pain is a pressure pain located in the midbrain area and the frontal area that used to last for approximately 2 hours every day. The associated symptoms included nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, paresthesias, comma, vertical, comma, and poor vision. She denies any photophobia or scalp tenderness. She was diagnosed with headaches secondary to a pituitary brain tumor. She was given topiramate, 50 milligrams BID, and states that the medication would work within 1 hour. She also occasionally takes Tylenol with codeine, 1-POQID, for pain. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus with gastroparesis. The claimant states that in 1977, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, but or cardiovascular disease. She does have nephropathy of stage 4 renal failure and diabetic polyneuropathy with gastroparesis. The claimant does not check her blood glucose at all at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 10.7%, which is very high. She is presently taking insulin 30 units sub-Q QAM and 20 units sub-Q PM. And her condition does not appear to be stable. The claimant also states that since 2020, she has had gastroparesis related to her poor function of poor control of diabetes mellitus. She states that sometimes she can have gastroparesis for 1 week, and the food will not go down her esophagus. She states she feels like the food is stuck in her throat and mainly feels this sensation in the epigastric area. It does not radiate to any other part of the body. And she states it's a sensation she feels every day. The claimant states that she has associated symptoms of nausea, vomiting, constipation, weakness, and has had a weight loss of 60 pounds in the last year. She states she's very much food intolerant to any kind of meat. She was diagnosed with gastroparesis secondary to uncontrolled diabetes and was placed on methylclopramide, 10 milligrams QD, which she has not taken at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having symptoms of frontal headaches that she had been having for approximately 1 week prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She also had blurred vision along with the hypertension. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebral vascular accident in 2021. She suffers from nephropathy and renal failure. Her last creatinine was 2.1. And her last BUN was 32. She is presently taking lisinopril 40 milligrams QD and eloptepine 10 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 117 over 80 mmHg, which indicates that she is well controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, anxiety / panic attacks disorder. The claimant states that in 2003, she started to develop severe panic attacks and anxiety. She has had suicidal ideation, but denies any suicidal attempts. She states that she's frequently nervous, has decreased appetite, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and has had a weight loss of 60 pounds, which she attributes to the gastroparesis and to her anxiety. She sometimes has anger outbursts, and she states that everything annoys her very easily. She is presently on Buspirone, 5 milligrams QD, and Trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, which is controlling her symptoms. Allegations number 5, left foot amputation. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to develop gangrene of both feet, but mostly of the left foot. X-rays were performed, which indicated that she had osteomyelitis. And she went on to have 4 surgeries of the left foot and has not been able to control the infections that she has had. She denies any fractures or injections given for her condition. She states her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, stand for 5 minutes, climb 3 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. Her physician is Dr. Daisy Arce, and she has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, but would more likely than not benefit from one. She is presently on Tylenol number 3, 1 PO QD, as needed for pain, which does give her relief. She says she does minimal physical activity. The claimant had an osteomyelitis of the second and third metatarsal phalange joints of the left foot and was treated with a status post transmetatarsal amputation of the left foot. She also had an infected diabetic foot ulcer, which was also treated, and ganglion of the second phalange of the left foot, which has resolved with the trans metatarsal amputation. She also had surgery of the right foot and had a medial plantar 4-centimeter surgical removal of a gangrenous infection of an ulcer in that area. Her symptoms appeared to have resolved. Her condition is stable at this time, but unfortunately she has not controlled her blood glucose levels. Allegation number 6, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop an aching pain in the lumbar sacral back area, which did not radiate down to her legs. No surgeries have been performed, and she's not too sure where her diagnosis was. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, but no exercise. She does not go to the grocery store or do the laundry at this time. Her physician is Dr. Daisy Arce, A-R-C-E. She has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 1 month of physical therapy for her back. She is presently on Tylenol number 3, 1-PO-QD, which does give her some relief. And she was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain / lumbago. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 7, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that on October 2021, she presented herself to Knapp Medical Center, where she was there for 1 day. She was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident. She denies having weakness, decreased balance, decreased vision, slurred speech, seizures, syncopal episodes, but did have some mild confusion. Her residual symptoms are better, and her mental status is normal at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to, and she does not appear to need a cane or a walker at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident with no hemiplegia or hemiparesis, and we're not too sure where the cerebral vascular accident occurred in her brain. Allegation number 8, stage 4 renal failure. The claimant states that in 2021, she was told that she had stage 4 renal failure. She did have acute kidney injury, but is not on dialysis and appears to be stable at this time. Her last BUN was 32 and her last creatinine was 2.1. She is being observed closely and does suffer from anemia and other symptoms of renal failure. Family history. The mother was on dialysis and had hypertension, blindness, and diabetes mellitus. The father was also on dialysis and had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications: Tylenol with codeine, 1 pill QD, Buspirone, 5 milligrams QD, Humulin 70-30, 30 units sub-Q QAM, 20 units sub-Q QPM, Trazodone 150 milligrams QHS, Lisinopril 20 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, Topiramate 50 milligrams BID, Amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, sepsis, comma, stage 4 renal failure, comma, cerebral vascular accident in October 2021, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, peripheral vascular disease, comma, peripheral artery disease, comma, migraine headaches, comma, anxiety, comma, insomnia, comma, obesity, comma, anemia, comma, diabetic foot ulcers, history also of osteomyelitis of the second and third metatarsal phalangeal joints of the left foot, status post-transmetatarsal amputation of the left foot, infected diabetic foot ulcer, gangrene of the second phalange of the left foot resolved, chronic kidney disease stage 4, chronic vomiting secondary to diabetic gastroparesis, migraine headaches secondary to pituitary tumor, which was partially resected in 2010, peripheral artery disease being treated, hypertension. Major surgeries: history of revascularization of both legs, performed August 18, 2023. Bilateral great toe. Amputation 2019. Incision and drainage of right foot abscess 4/12/23. History of osteomyelitis of the second and third metatarsal phalange with transmetatarsal amputation of the left foot, appendectomy, comma, history of ovarian cysts and surgery times 2, comma. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. She has used cocaine, and the last time she used it was in 2020. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight is 156 pounds. Height, 5 feet 5 inches. BP 117 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 26, oxygen saturation was 96%. General: this is a 37-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress, but appears to be depressed and not very content. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who was sent it to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with possible left retinal bleeds. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had poor dentition and missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/being able to count fingers at 14 feet. Pinhole was 20/100. And corrected was 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200, and binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, tender, but non-distended on palpation. The claimant did have decreased bowel sounds. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant does have some ulcers that were noted as well as, but no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant has had revascularization of her vessels in that in both legs. On the right foot, there is a medial plantar 4 centimeter and a 1 centimeter scar where a abscess and a incision and drainage was performed and gangrenous tissue was removed. On the left foot, she has a total metatarsal amputation with a 2 centimeter ulcer of the lateral plantar area of her foot, which is still healing. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was depressed and flat for the time. She had decreased clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 0 bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but some tenderness, especially around the foot area. No joint swelling, but a erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of the feet area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, where the claimant has decreased motor and sensory function of all four extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was grossly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes, and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate without an assistive device. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she did not present with an assistive device, but probably requires one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 0, which is abnormal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Comprehensive metabolic panel, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of her foot area. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to depression, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and bilateral foot ulcers with a left foot transmetatarsal amputation. Probable diagnoses. Number one, migraine headaches, secondary to pituitary tumor, appears to be better at this time. The claimant is still being treated with medications. The tumor has been partially removed, which was performed in 2010. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with gastroparesis, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes. The claimant's hemoglobin A1C is 10.7%, which is very high, and she appears not to be well controlled. She is being treated for her gastroparesis, but is taking no medication at this time and has lost a large amount of weight. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 117 over 80 mmHg. She appears to be well controlled. Allegation number four, anxiety/panic disorder. being treated with medications. The claimant also appears to be depressed, but also appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number five, left foot amputation, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is still healing from ulcer formation, and because she is poorly controlled with her diabetes, it has multiple lesions on both feet that haven't healed completely. Number six, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a sprain / lumbago. Normal physical exam. Number seven, cerebral vascular accident, dash not confirmed with medical records, and the claimant has no hemiparesis or hemiplegia at this time. Number eight, stage four renal failure, being observed closely, confirmed with medical records. The claimant's last creatinine was 2.1. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Vanessa Marie Rios.